From Greenville, South Carolina, we present... Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Thank you for joining us for this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. In a few minutes, we'll hear from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns brings the next portion of a message entitled, Rahab, A Picture of Salvation by Grace Through Faith. Joshua had dispatched two spies to search out the defenses of Jericho. The harlot Rahab hid them from their pursuers and confessed that the city was in great fear because of what the Lord God of Israel had already done for his people. In the course of this message, Dr. Cairns is drawing parallels between Rahab's coming to trust in Israel's God and the way the Lord works in the hearts of sinners to bring them to salvation in Christ. The first step for Rahab and for every lost soul is the recognition of being under the condemnation of God, which results in the conviction of sin. Then the convicted sinner must trust in the cleansing power of the blood of Christ, symbolized by the scarlet thread Rahab placed in her window. Dr. Cairns will return to the message after he gives a solemn warning about the power of sin.
We hear a lot about global problems. Every problem seems to take on global aspects in this age of instant communication. There's global warming, either problem or scam, according to which expert you listen to. There's worldwide economic trouble, depression, need, poverty. There are health problems. There are great things that challenge the lives of millions. Millions have died of AIDS, and we're told millions more will die of AIDS. We hear about the resurgence of tuberculosis and diseases that we felt were defeated long ago, and the great problems that they are now presenting on a worldwide scale. So, sure enough, the world seems to be in trouble. The problems are diverse. But you know, at the bottom of it all, there is one ultimate reason. The cause, maybe simply put, it is sin. That's where it all began. We are told in Romans chapter 5, verse 1, that by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. All the dying in the world is the result of the entrance of sin. All the associated problems, all the wars, all the bloodshed, all the disease, all the result of sin. Now, don't misunderstand me. I am not saying what some charismatic crackpot preachers will say to you, that every disease, every sickness you have is the direct result of some sin that you have committed. That is just not so. The Lord Jesus said it wasn't so when his disciples asked him concerning the man who was born blind. Was it because of his own sin or the sin of his parents? The Lord Jesus said neither. In other words, it is just not true that every sickness is the result of some immediate sin. But ultimately, all these things entered into the world by the entrance of sin. Now, there's an even bigger problem. Thus far, we've been talking about problems of body, problems that affect people in this world and nations and their economies and all the rest of it. But there's an even bigger problem. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 59, verse 2, that your sins have separated between you and your God. They've hid his face from you, that he will not hear you. Sin has separated man from God. Sin is the ultimate problem. The power, the prevalence of sin is absolutely alarming, and it is destructive in every way. It is destructive even to bringing men and women down to an everlasting punishment in separation from their God. But thank God there is a solution. The Bible tells us that Christ put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. Now, you would think that would be the greatest news that you could give to sinners. It is the greatest news you can give to sinners. And yet, why is it that so many sinners treat it as an intrusion into their liberty, a denial even of their liberty, to come and tell them that there's an answer to their sin? The trouble is, you see, that while people hate the results of sin, sinners love sin. Jesus said, men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. The power of sin is great, it is prevalent, it is destructive. As I've said, people don't like its results. They don't like affliction and suffering and trouble. They don't like that. But at the same time, they love the sin that causes it. And that's why so many people reject the very answer that God has provided for the greatest problem of the world today. Now, I can't solve the problems of the world. I can't even solve your problems. But I can tell you, Jesus Christ can meet you today and he can deal with your sin, and especially the immediate result. It's not to say you'll be delivered from every bodily affliction. It's not to say that you will have release from every bodily sickness. The redemption of the body awaits the coming again of the Lord Jesus Christ. But what it does say is that he will destroy your alienation from God. He will reconcile you to God. He will forgive you your sins. He will remove the guilt. He will justify you freely, bring you into acceptance with God, give you life now that's worth living, give you the power to face death in the victory of the cross and the empty tomb of Christ, and bring you everlastingly to glory. Jesus Christ has the power to break the power of your sin today.
I will arise and go to Jesus. He will embrace me in his arms, in the arms of my dear Savior. Oh, there are 10,000 charms. Teach me some melodious sonnet, some my flaming tongues of ours. Praise the
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're delighted that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. The response to these broadcasts has been most encouraging. Your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. Our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, briefly sets out the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church. That and any other literature we offer on these broadcasts is free for the asking. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the programs, you may like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. In addition to the regular programs, the website contains video clips of Dr. Cairns answering questions regarding various issues, such as, why don't Jews accept Jesus as the Messiah? Does God practice deliberate deception? Or why doesn't God save everybody? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
When Peter started preaching in the day of Pentecost, he preached a great sermon that was really in answer to questions raised by the witness of the whole body of Christians as they were speaking in foreign languages. And the people said, we hear them all in our own tongues. Then the scoffers started and they tried to find fault. That was what gave Peter a sermon. But what interests me in that chapter is that when the people started preaching in all those foreign languages, and people said, we hear them every man in his own tongue, what did they say they heard? They heard them declaring the wonderful works of God, the very message that Rahab heard. She heard the works of God. She heard the promise of God. And as she heard these things, something happened within her. And this is something that always happens when God brings a man or a woman under conviction. She heard about the greatness of God. She heard about the grace of God. And suddenly, her heart melted within her. There was no more desire to be a heathen. There was no more desire to remain an alien from this God. There was no more desire to maintain a spirit of rebellion. The other people in Jericho, oh, their hearts melted for fear, but still they were strengthened in their rebellion. There was no talk about throwing open the gates. There was no talk about looking for terms of peace. No, no, that was reserved to Rahab and through her to her family. And I want to tell you, my friend, that is God's way of dealing with sinners. He finds you a rebel. He finds you with a heart that's fixed and set in sin against Him, determined to go on. And then He comes. He makes known to you His own greatness, His own grace. He makes known to you the promise that he gives to all his people of the fullness of his provision in Christ. He subdues your iniquities. It's a very, very important way of putting it. It's a very biblical way of putting it. He subdues your iniquities, gives you a willingness to have him. In the case of Rahab, that led her to confess him in the plainest terms. It always does. And that confession led her to sue for peace. To sue for peace. And she received it. Here is a picture of a man under conviction or a woman under conviction. Oh, they're sinners. There's no denial of their sin. There's no excusing of their sin. They're living in the city of destruction. They can find no safety there. They may, like Rahab, be living in what is counted to be a very, very powerful fortification, a place of great strength. But they realize this place of strength, the wall of Jericho, is going to fall. When God lays judgment to the line, then that stronghold of sin will fall. They realize there's no safety, no security. Then they hear of the greatness of God, the greatness of his grace, the wonder of his promise, and of his person. And they cry to him for peace. They want peace. They want to get right with God. They want delivered from this cursed city. They want delivered from this condemnation. They want to be brought out from the awful curse of God's wrath. They sue for peace. And thank God, they always receive it. Certainly Rahab did, for the final view you have of her. And as I've said, this is the abiding view of Rahab in Scripture. She's under the covenant. We read in verse 18 and then verse 21, if I may link those two verses, the words of the men and her response. Behold, when we come into the land, thou shalt bind this line of scarlet thread in the window, which thou didst let us down by. Verse 21, and she bound the scarlet line in the window. Now, she let them down not by a thread, but by a rope. I mean, a thread's not going to hold too many men. So she let them down by a rope. A scarlet rope. But very interestingly, when the man told her to put it in the window, they didn't use the word rope at all. Or cord. They didn't use that word. They said, bind this line. It's an interesting word. The word line is literally the Hebrew verb to hope. It's a word that means a hope. Obviously, it's a figure of speech here. It's a cord that expresses a hope. But I find it very interesting that they didn't simply say, put the cord in the window. They said, literally, hang your hope in the window. Now, get a picture there. And they said, as you hang this cord, as you hang this hope in the window, this scarlet hope in the window, we guarantee your safety. And we read, she bound the line. She bound her hope in the window. She did it. Now see this picture. Her trust was placed in the promise she received. How does a person enter into the assurance of salvation? How do they enter into the experience of sins forgiven? How do they know that they're right with God? They have a promise. A promise from God. A promise that has the stamp of God's truth upon it. A promise that has all the integrity and all the character, all the honesty and all the dependability, all the faithfulness of eternal deity behind it. Oh, it's vitally important that every person who sues for peace understands this. Maybe you've come to this meeting this morning with a burden of sin, with a feeling of guilt, gnawing and gnawing and gnawing away at your heart. And you wonder, can I ever be rid of this awful, fearful burden of sin and guilt and failure and wickedness? Can I ever really be free? Can I ever really know that God has forgiven me? Well, my friend, you have what Rahab had. And that is a promise from God. And I cannot stress this too much. There must be a total reliance upon God's promise. It's true because He says it, for He's the God who cannot lie. It's true because He delights to fulfill His word. We have the word of God, the promise of God. I will look upon your scarlet hope. Bless God, He says, I'll deliver you and I'll save you. Our promise from God is something upon which we can depend for time and for eternity. The promise, of course, was signified by the scarlet line. A scarlet line for a scarlet sinner. What can wash away the stain of sin? What can take away the scarlet letter of deep wickedness? Nothing but the blood of Jesus Christ. And that is the true scarlet line that runs throughout Scripture. Abel was justified by faith in the blood of the Lamb. Right throughout the Old Testament, from Abel through to Malachi, you have the constant witness. It is the blood that makes atonement for the soul. The blood of the Lamb. And in the New Testament, we have the interpretation of it all. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sin. He has redeemed us to God by His blood. It is His blood, Hebrews 9:22, by which we have remission of sins. He has entered into heaven Himself by His blood as our forerunner, guaranteeing our arrival. That's the scarlet line. Romans 3:25 puts it beautifully. God set forth Christ to be a propitiation through faith in His blood. Or a propitiation by blood that is received through faith. Men and women, let's understand this today. Our trust is in the promise of God. That promise is set before us in the scarlet line of the precious, precious blood of Jesus. And that scarlet line expresses our hope. It certainly expressed the hope of Rahab as the forces of divine judgment approached Jericho. Rahab's confidence, Rahab's only hope, was not that her part of the wall was stronger. It was not that she had so many soldiers around about her. It was not that she had hidden the spies. It was not that she had done anything. There was only one thing that gave her hope. There's a scarlet line in the window. If they take note of that, I'm safe. If they don't, I'm lost. I want to tell you, my friend, God's word is, when I see the blood, that's the scarlet line in the window. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. Not when I see how well you've lived, though we should seek to live as holy as we can by the grace of God. Not when I see how much you've given, though we should give as liberally as we can to the work of God. Not when I see how many souls you've won, though we should seek to win as many as we can to the Son of God. But when I see the blood, when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. Our hope is in the blood and righteousness of Jesus Christ.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.